We're going to be reading in 1 Corinthians 12th chapter. We're going to read one verse. Now, we are the body of Christ and members in particular. Then we're going to jump over to Ephesians 6th chapter, the 12th verse. And it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." A wrestling match. And this says that each and every one of us are the body, that is, each and every one of us that have been born again, are the body of Christ and members in particular. If you would, honey, I left my hankies in my jacket. I was reading this chapter, the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and it goes on to tell us the importance of spiritual gifts and that each and every one of us belong to the body of Christ. I think that a lot of times we think of that and we understand that it's important us being a part of the body of Christ and not fully understanding that we are to be members. I think sometimes we come together and we have no particular body part as it was in mind, but that, yes, I am a part of the body of Christ. But we need to understand, as it says here, that you are the body of Christ, but then members in particular, that each and every one of us, I don't care what part of the what church you go to, but each and every one of us should have a distinct a job. We ought to have a distinct responsibility in the body of Christ. That within ourselves, that we are useless by ourselves. I don't know of anybody that could ever say that a foot by itself is worth anything. A foot by itself is something that is decaying and dying. It's not a part of a living member, not a part of a body, because it's strictly removed and by itself. And us that are here, I don't care what you might think you would be in the body of Christ metaphorically, to think of what portion that you would be, but you would be useless without being a cohesive member of the body of Christ. That each and every one of us, we need to ask ourselves, do I belong to the body of Christ? More importantly, what membership, what responsibility do I have? Because the Bible says we wrestle not, as it already said here, against powers, against against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. So we're in a wrestling match. And I'm afraid that a lot of times, if Daryl's job is to be a need, Daryl's job is not only to be a need, but is to be a need that is willing to bend. If we would think of ourselves as a member, not just as a part of the body of Christ, but as a member in the body, then we have a specific job. It's not, I'm part of the whole, but that each and every one of us is an individual member, but yet that make up the whole, make up the whole. And as an individual, once again, we are useless. Whether it be a hand or a foot, the Bible says if a hand offend me, it's better to go what? Into heaven whole than to enter the fire, to enter hell with all of our members. I went to churches and I'd say that it would be better if they removed some of the members of the body. I speak not now of the spiritual body of the church, but I speak of an organization, a body of people that's gathered together to come within the walls for them to remove some of those members. Why? Because it's not so important that you might be a knee or an ankle if you're refusing to bend. Because if you're refusing to do the job that the Lord has gave you, then you're not a cohesive member to the body. That the body has become somewhat handicapped, has become somewhat hindered. And we can get along. I'm having trouble with my knee, and I've got a favorite. When I get feet, when I'm carrying buckets, when I'm
because my other leg is weak. Listen, we're not delivering feet, or you're tagging cans. But the Bible says that we're wrestling, and not flesh and blood, but the principalities, and the ruler of darkness, and the church leaders. Each and every member willing to do his part. And I'm just simply wanting to say, yes, I'm a part of the body of church, but that I'm a toe, that I'm a knee, and I'm going to do what my job is, even to my own hurt. I know in a wrestling match, I could see a man shoot in, take another man down. He throws himself, and his knees are willing to bend, and take the force of the fall. Why? Because he's part of a body that's functioning. I'm afraid today a lot of churches are worse than invalids, because though they might pride themselves in having a lot of members, a lot of pieces of the body, they are unwilling to do their job. And what you have is something worse than not it being there at all. I can remember a friend I had. An elderly man. When I was a kid. And the dog, he fell from a chair. I believe it was washing windows on a high-rise building. He broke his back. And he was paralyzed. And he had his legs. But there was nothing missing. I can remember as a child looking at him. He was in a wheelchair. And though his arms had picked up the slack, because Cecil had such big biceps. And why was he? Because his arms had to lift him and take him wherever he would go. But I can remember as a kid him telling us that he had seriously contemplated having his legs removed because they were nothing but a hindrance. He said a dead weight. He said I could move around so much more freely. And why was that? Because his legs were paralyzed. His legs were unable to do what God had designed them to do. Well, I want to tell you, church, God has gave each and every one of you a job to do. I don't care if it's a small toe or the foot of the body of Christ. You need to do it. Because if you don't, it'll leave it lame. I will not be able to wrestle effectively. Though I am thankful that God takes up the slack. Don't matter if you're a big church. Don't matter if you're a small church. If you're a healthy church, God can take up the slack. There is nothing that will get one down more than dead weight. A knee that refuses to bend. I truly believe a one-legged man is better than a man with only one good leg and the other one dragging behind. Oh, why? Because that member that is refusing to do the will of God, refusing to do his job, is a detriment and not a help. And each and every one of us need to pray, steal away in prayer, and say, God, I know that I am. If you do know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you've been born again, if you're walking in his ways, if you talk to him regular, well then you ought to pray and ask him, Lord, I want to be more than just metaphorically a part of the body of Christ. But God, I want you to define to me what my job is at the church. What you'd have me to do. Lord, I don't want to just show up and be the fat on the body of Christ. If you would have me to be part of the muscle. Lord, I want you to use me. And if it be a need, then I might be that I would be faithful to bend at my knee, to bend my body, that my life would conform to the body of Christ. God, if it would be just a finger on the hand of the body of Christ, the Lord, that's Because I know that each and every part within itself and by itself is worthless, God. Lord, I don't want to be even if it were the head of a body by itself. And that's why each and every one of us can rejoice and know that Christ Jesus being the head, that He will lead us and guide us wherever we would go. We don't have to worry about whether it will be for the better, the betterment of the body of Christ, because He has our will, our good will in His interest. And all we have to understand is that we've got to focus on what He would have Daryl do, what He'd have you do, not worry about so much. Well, Daryl be in the need then when he needs to. Because you need to think, what good is it for Anita Ben and the angel on each and every one of us? I need to strive to be willing. How do you give me that stiff the children of Israel was a stiff-necked people? How do you give a body, a member to be freely used of God? Listen, when a body part is injured, such as my knee, I find myself from time to time with my hands holding my knee. And I don't know exactly what's wrong with it. I think I've got some cartilage. I'm supposed to go to the doctor. But for whatever reason, there's times after I stand on my feet 10 or more hours, that just by hands, a place there on the side of my leg, on my knee, as a help relief, some of the pain, a charge that we've got to me, and we've got an ankle, a toe that I refuse to bend. Let us as members of the body of Christ be as that hand and place it upon the knee. And in doing so, that the affliction might be lesser, that we can work together. A lot of times, when we have in this mortal body an injury, there's a period of time that we have to work in order that the strength might build, in order that we can do the things that we once did. It's the opinion of some that we ought to leave it to go. That this member or that member has let us down. The best thing we need to do is put them in a sling and not trust on them anymore. But we ought to understand that a healthy body with all of its members is better than a cripple, is better than one that's had a member part of the body removed. So then, it's to the interest of each and every one of us, of the welfare, not of all of us as a whole, but all of us as an individual, that we shall lift up our voice in prayer when we see the afflictions that come from time to time in the body, that we might be faithful to be as that one that would take a hand and wrap a rub, a healing salve on a knee or on an ankle, on a shoulder, whatever it might be that ails us. I've had before my nail, because I run into something, ripped my nail off in the quick on my small toe. Have you ever had it done? And you might not think much of it at the time, but come the next day, when you put your socks and shoes on, you'll find out that throughout the whole day, there's a discomfort there. A discomfort, yes, that you can live with. A discomfort sometimes that won't totally disable you for a moment, as it would be with a troubled back or something else more severe. I'm afraid the church a lot of times walks around with a lot of discomforts simply because they won't cry out to the head. They won't cry out to the physician and say, Lord, we have a member that's hurting. God, won't you touch him now? It's not to the point of death. It's not to the coin that they just need. Lord, for you to touch them so that as a whole we can become more able not to walk toward heaven, but that we might be able to wrestle that one that would tip the sword and would rejoice in our failure. You say, Darrell, well, the church ain't going to fail if it's the church. Amen. But I don't want to see a one of us that's here today. I don't want to be as Jesus Christ said. For there was those in their self-righteousness, the Pharisee or the Sadducee, when they sinned, that they'd say, well, it weren't me. It was just so wide. They got to looking off in the distance. I weren't lusting, my heart weren't, but it was just so wide. Or to steal something. It weren't me that got hit, it was my hand. That's why the Lord said it was better to remove a hand from the eye that we find an offense. But listen, he was like that it was better to go into heaven missing a body part than to enter into hell. That were the options for church to enter in missing because of that one that offended removing or anywhere else to go in. There are some people for the sake of unity refrain from preaching on the Bible, on the Word of God. But listen, Darrell's job, the job of our pastor Herbert Hensley, is to see that the body of Christ remains healthy, and that each and every one of us will do the job that the Lord has given us. Do you find yourself speaking in general terms sometimes? Yes, I'm a part of the body of Christ. Don't really know what part that is, but I'm sure that if I ever need to, that the Lord can use me. The Lord needs you now. You ought to come to church not wondering what the Lord would have you do. But that if you get your praying done, you know. And yes, you might not know what he had you to do 10 years from now. But I can tell you right now, I'm starting now, that the Lord would have each and every one of us to be a voice for him out in the world as well as inside these walls. You know, I know that some of us have got colds right now. I know sometimes preachers, the Lord has a thought on their mind. It's sometimes not at church, until we get to church, that the Lord would change the message that we're preaching. But you know, each and every one of us, when we come together, there's a reason why we sing songs. It's not to take up time. It's not so that we can say we were at church over an hour. But we sing songs to the Lord to bring praise unto Him. As we preached last week of adoration, that we ought to sing songs. Listen, it's not in the singing so much as what we are singing. It would do us no good to get up here and sing the top 20 hits or the top 40, whatever they're called. But it's that we come together to sing praise to a God that is worthy to be praised. You say you're a member of the body of Christ. Why don't I hear your voice? You say you're a part of the body. When did you bend your knee during the week and pray for each individual member? If you haven't been faithful in doing that, well then how will you accomplish those things in the hard times? If we can't run with the footmen, how will we contend with the horsemen? I'll tell you how. It's by recognizing what job you've got and exercising yourself in it and realizing if you think you're something special because you're a knee and that the knee's bent in prayer, a knee is worthless beside by itself. It's nothing but decay and flesh, but it is something that can be used so instrumentally to the effectiveness in wrestling against the principalities, against the powers in high places. If we realize that we are a part of the whole,
but yet not simply a part of the whole, but as it says here, a member in particular. Now, as we speak, we know that this here is a metaphor of the body. And I'm not telling you is that you go home and you try to decide of whether you're the elbow, of whether you're the kneecap, or whether you're a toe or a toenail, whether you're a finger, but that you would go home and pray, and that the Lord would reveal to you your particular job, your particular purpose in attending this church. We live in a culture today that people don't look at it that way. They come to church in order that they might receive something, in order that they might, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I wish more people would come to church expecting to receive something, knowing that they need something. But it's as a whole, when we leave these doors, that we go in our separate ways for the most part, and we effectively work. But as we come together here, it's when the body of Christ, it's when the members can come together and jointly be fit together. And this is where we can worship, and this is where we ought to have a clear focus of what our job is to do. And there's not a one of us, I don't care how big the church is or how small, that the Lord can't use us. Some would say, well, yeah, Darrell, I'm more than just one member. I gotta teach Sunday school, I gotta lead singing, and I gotta play the piano. I don't care how many jobs the Lord gives you, if you refuse to do one, but there's a lot of people, it's not in refusing to do one, but it's to say that they will, but yet they refuse, as we already mentioned. They'll say, all right, I'll be the knee, but they refuse to bend. Or I'll be the ankle, and they refuse the flesh. Or I'll be the hand, and they refuse to bring healing. To bring, as it were, a loving caress to the body of Christ. When someone falls, a knee can't bandage itself. An ankle can't wrap itself. It takes the unity in the body of Christ. A foot can't bow because a foot within itself is but a foot. But only any part of the body of Christ can bow, can all prostrate when all of those members, each and every one of them, come together and do it in unison. And have you ever seen people with a muscular disorder? I've seen people that, because of the disease they have, lose function. And though they would desperately want to place a spoon in their mouth, because of the tremors of their muscle, they are unable to. They know what they need to do, but because of the disease that they possess, they are unable to accomplish it. There's a disease in many a church that's affecting the body, and it's called sin. And the only way, in order for that body to function once again, is to remove it. But it's as a canker, the Bible tells me. And unfortunately, the canker is not just something that, as it were, a bacteria that flows freely through the body, but that it attacks. A canker, as a cancer, attacks particular members of a body. And left undealt with, those members will begin to decay to the point that there is nothing left to do but to remove them. And it's my desire that this church would never have to do that. It's my desire that through the holy preaching of God's Word, that the Lord would send His anointing Spirit to deal with each and every heart. But listen, sin left undealt with will destroy the body just as a canker does. And that's why we have to be ever vigilant, not only in our own lives, but in praying for others. And if we do, we can find out that the Lord can strengthen us far beyond of what we would ever imagine. Because, you know, there are some churches that's had to remove a leg. Had to remove a hand or an arm. And you know what? They found that they fared much better without it than they ever did with it. Why? Because that part of that member had refused for so many years. Just with me. Yesterday my knee got to feeling a whole lot better. And today it's not been bothering me at all. And you know, I think I still have a weakness in it, but it's not inflamed at this point in time, and I could walk around and think that I'm a healthy man. But it would just take a stumble to step in a hole and to twist it again for me to realize that it's not 100%. You know, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ that think that they're doing pretty good. But there's hard times coming. The Bible teaches me that. And you know, there's a deceptive teaching throughout this land that the Lord's just going to steal His children away and that the church ain't going to know about it. But Jesus Christ wouldn't tell us to look up when we see all these signs, to look up for your redemption drawing nigh without there being a reason why. But if we see all these signs, the Bible teaches me that it's the unregenerated, it's the unsaved that He'll come as a thief in the night. But Paul said unto us, He'll not be a thief. Why? Because His church looks for Him. His church looks for the appearing. And there'll be signs. So let us, each and every one, understand that we need to be exercising. Not exorcism, but exercising the body of Christ. So that when the troubles come, that we will know beyond a shadow of any doubt that everything's going to work all right. Why? Because not because I'm chesting on so-and-so, because he's a strong knee, and this other and a strong ankle, and this other and a strong bicep. But because we're trusting in the head of Christ, and if there be any weakness, that the Lord can strengthen it, and that we would always, forever understand that each and every one of us as an individual is a decaying piece of flesh, but as jointly pinned together, we can become a warrior for Jesus Christ and gather around that banner. Let's get some song to sing. Have you been content for a time to say yes? I'm a part of the body of Christ. But the Lord would have you to be, as it says here, a member in particular. Have you in your excess, in your busyness and life, failed to seek out what the Lord would have you to do? In particular, not speaking in generalities, but what would the Lord have you as a member do? In particular. Corinthians mentions this because why? It's vitally important to the health of the church. Each and every one of us need to be focused on what the Lord would have us do. And not charity. Not to say, next week or the following week after that, I'll start working. I'll start limbering up this joint. Yes, I know that I'm supposed to be an elbow and I've been stiff. Arthritis is plaguing my life. Well, we've got a Savior that is not only a Savior, but that He is a physician. And if there be anything that would bother her, or that the members of the body of Christ is struggling with, the Lord is that balm of Gilead. He can provide healing for whatever member in this church needs.